Don't you just love it when you're able to put to good use some old thing you have lying around the house that's just collecting dust? More often than not, we tend to toss our antiquated things into a neglected box or closet or cellar without ever giving thought to the possibility that they may hold the solution to a dilemma. Well, here's a story about one couple who happen to have many old things lying around their house. But they find one item in particular is the key to solving their very present-day problem. The sacrifice of Frowsy was performed as part of our live show, Shapeshifters. It was recorded in New York City on October 21st, 2018. The mythology of the shapeshifter can be found in most civilizations and traditions in every age known to humanity. Sometimes the folklore is the manifestation of the lust or desire to be something or someone else. Other times it is a cruel mirror meant to reflect concealed corruption and depravity. Or it could also be something romantic, like a fable of lovers escaping death by transforming into two bluebirds. The following story, The Sacrifice of Frowsy, bears no such sentiment.
I hate you!
Oh, you're killing me!
Oh, no, you are killing me!
No!
Oh, where do you get the
Oh, place? please, shut up with that!
Shut up! Okay, who are you telling to shut up?
I told you already not to!
Oh!
Well, well, Officer Bright, it's been so long.
Why, if it isn't Buddy. Buddy the Super.
That's me. But enough about me. What about them?
They're tearing me apart!
Well, look at it this way. It's kind of like having your own reality TV show in the building.
Yeah, well, we all think it's about time it got canceled. Oh, listen, a rare, tender moment.
You.
I was a little concerned at first. It's Thursday. Usually I get a call about them every Tuesday.
I think they just got back from vacation.
I spent all my savings in taking you to St. Martin's and this is how you're
Are you gonna keep throwing that in my face? Shut up!
See?
You know, I wonder how much I saved them on couples therapy. I'm here at least once a week.
Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
You treat me like an animal!
All right, then. Hand me the bucket of ice water. I'm going upstairs.
Oh, what the hell is this now? Oh.
Well, what is that, Les? Why is that posted on our door?
It's that wacky kid next door did this.
Well, which wacky kid? We share a wall with two of them.
The gal is wacky. The guy's a whack job. Huge difference.
Oh, if you say so.
The wacky one posted one of these flyers on the door to every unit in the building.
Well, what does it say?
I crumpled it.
Well, uncrumple it. Give me that. Dear neighbors, my name is Becky Broccoli. I want to apologize for all the many loud arguments and domestic incidents my boyfriend Carmichael and I have subjected you to over these last few months.
Few months? Are you kidding me? Gotta be much longer than that, never in all the years that we lived here.
Shush. I am sorry to have alarmed and disturbed everyone, and we are deeply embarrassed that Officer Bright has had to come here so often to keep the peace. I have been dealing with a lot of emotional problems, including stress, anxiety, and anger management issues, but I understand that it is still no excuse for my behavior. I pledge to make every effort to be a better person and a better neighbor to you all. Thanks for understanding. Becky Broccoli.
So that's her name? Becky Broccoli? If that was my last name, I'd change it to Birdseye. You know, they've lived there for at least 6 months, and you realize I never caught either of their names. You say hello in the hallway, and you're lucky if they give you a half a nod of their heads. That's the way these young gentrifiers are. That's how they behave. The bedbugs got better social skills.
Oh... I actually think this note is heartfelt. I believe the kid really wants to do better. But you see, it's just from her and not from the boyfriend? Well, that should tell you something.
But I'm just sick of it.
You have every right to be.
Oh, hey, neighbor.
Hey.
Well, we just read your note.
I'm so sorry. I've been horrible. I know it has to stop.
It's all right, dear.
I don't blame you for calling the cops all those times.
Cops? Wait a minute. Hold on. We never called the cops on you. We don't call the cops, okay? That was Al Short from all the way up on the fifth floor.
Well, you had that boyfriend for 6 years, huh?
Yes. How did you know?
Because your boyfriend keeps screaming about being trapped in 6 years of hell.
Oh.
Oh, hey. Well, take a look at you. You're quite an attractive young thing. I never really got a chance to notice until now.
Oh, thanks, honey.
Not you, you lunkhead. Her.
She can never tell when I'm kidding.
I also know from listening to all your arguments that you're the breadwinner in that apartment.
Oh, well, that's not entirely true. My boyfriend Carmichael just started driving for Schnell.
Schnell?
It's a ride-sharing service, you know, kind of like Uber.
I swear to God, they're speaking another language.
Well, I've overheard, not because I was eavesdropping, mind you. I can't help hearing a lot of your lover's spats. But I have to tell you that, as a woman, I sympathize with many of your grievances.
Oh, Leslie, please, let's not stick our noses in a business.
First of all, it's not our noses, it's my nose, thank you.
Oh, Jesus.
Becky, I, for one, appreciate the note that you taped to our door.
I really do want to try to be better. I'm just exhausted from trying to make everything work. My career, my relationship, the things I want in life. Both of my parents have been pretty sick lately. Everything is failing or falling apart in front of me. I know none of this is your problem. It does not excuse my own behavior. I just want you to know, as your neighbor, I do care, and I'm deeply ashamed. I know that this note I posted on everyone's door can't make up for all of the aggravation that I've caused, but I hope it's a good place to start.
You know, it takes a lot of gumption and courage to admit when you're wrong. I think it's a major step for you as an adult.
Well, I hope so. Aww. I really do.
I believe you, Becky. Why, I say we all try to act like real neighbors from this day forward. Put it there. Oh, care to come inside our place for a bit? You like good coffee.
Oh, that sounds great, actually.
Oh, I just made a fresh pot. Come, let's talk woman to woman for a few, just like real neighbors.
I'd like that.
Oh, perfect. Come. Oh, after you, dear.
Thank you.
Come on, Les.
All right.
Wow. Oh, my God. What is this place? It's so full of a...
You want to say magic, don't you? Well, yes, it is full of magic. Come, look. Look all around you.
What does she mean by magic? Well, we'll find out in just a few moments. But first, I'm eager to tell you that support for this episode is brought to you by an absolute favorite of mine, Audible. What would the world look like if we all listened more? Well, I know all of you are avid listeners because you're listening to me right now. But you know, listening to audiobooks can motivate us, inspire us, and even bring us closer together. Just like what we try to do with Fireside Mystery Theater and our midnight readings. There's no better place to listen than Audible, because Audible has the largest selection of audiobooks on the planet. And there's no better time to listen than now, because Audible members get more than ever before. Each month, you get 3 titles of your choice, 1 audiobook, 2 Audible originals, and fitness programs that you can't get anywhere else. As a longtime subscriber, I'm excited about new Audible originals. They're produced by Audible and conceived, written, and performed with listeners in mind. This month, one of the Audible originals I selected is Stephen Fry's Victorian Secrets. I'm a big Stephen Fry fan, and I adore his narrations. I'm also a history enthusiast, so Stephen Fry's Victorian Secrets is an utter goldmine. the series dives into true accounts of the dangers, debaucheries, and scandals of the high life and low life of a Victorian age we think we know. It's absolutely engaging, with stories frightening, funny, and fascinating. It's well-researched and beautifully presented. Interest peaked? Well, as I said, there's never been a better time to experience Audible than now. Fireside listeners can try it free for 30 days by visiting audible.com/fireside or by texting fireside to 500-500. You'll get your first audiobook free, along with two selected Audible original titles and exclusive fitness programs when you start a 30-day trial. You like listening, so try listening on Audible. Visit audible.com/fireside or text fireside to 500-500 and get started today. Now, back to listening to our program.
Fit all of this amazing stuff in here.
Oh, come on. Leslie here is a hoarder. Please, someone take all this crap away.
You're nothing but a Philistine, Les. You just can't appreciate that you live among some of the great wonders of the world.
Well, that's what I get for marrying a witch.
Oh, that's a little harsh.
Yes, it is. You know I am not a witch, Les. I am a mystical being.
Witch.
Mystic!
Witch.
Enchantress!
An enchantress that lives in a one-bedroom apartment in Queens.
Oh, shut up, Les. As you can see, Becky, intermarriage has its drawbacks. Les being a mortal and all, annoyingly mortal. Coffee?
Yes, please.
Oh, it's my own special brew.
Smells enchanting.
Would you stop lying? It's Folgers, for crying out loud.
Shut up, Les. Here you are, my dear.
Ew.
Oh, you haven't even tasted it.
Oh, not the coffee. I have never seen a spider that size before. It's the size of a dog.
All right, don't worry about it. It's dead. It's encased in glass. See?
That can't be real.
That is the only known specimen of the abalonian rain spider. Its hairs are known to contain certain magical properties. I'm saving it for a rainy day, you see.
Where on earth did you find that thing?
eBay. Oh, and check this out.
Oh, for the love of Pete, not this thing.
What is that?
This wooden sculpture is none other than the idol of Kankada. If you know how to use it, the idol speaks.
Really?
Yeah. I found him at an estate sale at the bottom of a Tupperware bin. I got him and a set of Gone with the Wind collector's plates for $3. They had no idea what they had there. Idol of Kankada, speak! Speak your wisdom!
I'm so ready to put that thing out on the curb!
Speak! Speak! Speak to me!
It's time to change the batteries, huh?
Oh, hell! It just needs a little kick.
Who kicked me? Who kicks Kankada?
Oh, I was talking to you.
That might work with your husband, but not with Kankada.
Whoa.
Kankada has some wisdom for you. Try that again. See what happens.
Oh, great Kankada. I have here with me my neighbor Becky Broccoli.
Oh, the one who screams and shouts, making it impossible for Kankada to enjoy Judge Judy.
I am so sorry.
Becky has atoned for her transgressions. She's trying to make good, Kankada.
Well, it's true, Kankada, sir. I'm trying to make good, but it's so hard.
So why do you summon Kankada?
What can we do to restore peace to their unhappy home?
You must make a sacrifice. That is Kankata's decree.
Sacrifice? Well, don't you think that's kind of drastic?
You must sacrifice your kitty cat, Frowsy.
That's the best news I heard all day!
No! Not my dear Frowsy. I can't sacrifice my widow Wovwump.
Please, let's not kill any animals.
No, not kill. Sacrifice your pet cat, Frowsy, so that he may live with your neighbors. And there will be peace again.
Is that really true? All the loud arguing will stop?
Please take him so we can have some peace in this household! I hate you too, you spiteful little...
You stop that right now! Well, let me ask him how he feels about it. Fauzi, my sweet baby, how would you feel about living next door with Becky? Oh, really? Oh, he says he wouldn't mind. Do you like him, Becky?
Oh, I love him.
Oh, and I think he really likes you. Kankata, I think you are a genius.
Well, what can Kankata say?
Oh, but my boyfriend, Carmichael, he doesn't exactly love cats.
All the better. Take this cat, and you two shall argue no more.
Are you sure you won't miss him?
Oh, you live next door. I can always come over for a snuggle session, can't I? Oh, isn't that right, Frowsy Wowsy? Oh, give it a try. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Just send him back to me, no questions asked. Oh, look at this face. How could you say no to this little face?
Please take him, please. He'll have more room to run around your place, I'm sure. Little Frowsy just gets himself into trouble around here, don't you, guy?
So all I have to do is take this pretty little kitty home and...
All of your problems will be no more. Now, go forward. Kankata has spoken.
What?
We've got a cat now.
No, correction. You've got a cat. We've got a problem.
I will take care of it.
I hate cats. I can't stand them. You know this. Where is the mangy bugger anyway?
He's hiding. He'll come out eventually. Cats do that all the time. Wait until you see him. He's really special. I think you'll like him.
I won't.
Stop being so negative, Carmichael.
Where did you put his litter box?
In the bathroom.
Oh, Jesus. Why, oh, why didn't you run this by me first? You're always railroading through or hijacking me with this stupid crap like this.
Can't I just have one thing for me? You know, one thing that makes me happy.
What about me? Maybe I'd like to have something that makes me happy.
Your video games aren't enough? Your collection of Batman figures?
Batman? Excuse me? Batman is strictly for losers. He's DC. I collect mid-century Marvel superheroes.
Whatever! They take up half the apartment. What do I have around here that is for me?
You'd be much happier if you weren't always trying to measure yourself against me. It's so immature.
Look, I just want... this one thing.
Oh, this one thing that's gonna stink up my inner sanctum with its kitty cat crap and pee.
Your inner sanctum! Okay. I promised the neighbors that I was going to try and keep my cool with you from now on. I'm going to go to work. And then I'm going to hit the gym and pretend it's your face when I'm pummeling the punching bag. When I come back, we can try to have a civil conversation about Frowsy.
Frowsy? That's the cat's name?
Yes, that's his name.
That's completely stupid. I can't stand you! Hey, sweetie. Yeah, no, she just left. Oh, my God, she is driving me up the frickin' wall. Absolutely up the wall. Well, first, she humiliates me by posting this hysterical letter all over the goddamn apartment building. It's apologizing for all of our loud arguments. Yeah, right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Can you believe it? Yeah, just air our dirty laundry for everybody.
And like everything else she does...
she does this without consulting me. No, I've had it. I've really had it. I'm done. As soon as I rake in enough dough with my new ride-sharing gig... No, it's not Uber. It's this company called Schnell. Anyway, as soon as I have enough money of my own, I am out of here, babe. And you and me? You and me? Well... Hey, what are you doing right now? Yeah? Yeah. Cool. Well, Becky is at work for the rest of the day, and while the cats are... Oh. Actually, speaking of... Jenny, you don't have a problem with cats, do you? I mean, you're not allergic to them or anything? Oh, Becky went and brought home a friggin' cat. It hasn't come out of hiding yet. No, I friggin' hate cats. Yeah, you too? Maybe I'll just leave the window open and hope it wanders away or something. I'm gonna go open one now. Oh, these old windows, damn it! Got it. I gotta tell you, Jenny, I am so glad I have you in my life right now. Otherwise, I would go completely insane. All right. All right, then. Hurry on over. The door's open. Just come on in. Oh, well, if you're purring, that's a whole different situation. Bye. Good, good. This place could use a little ventilation. Hey! Hey, where are you, you stupid cat? Stupid, high-strung, uppity breed cats are. Hey, who the hell likes cats? Oh, they're so arrogant and snotty. Hey, you can all kiss my ass. Bunch of high-maintenance fuddy-duddies. Absolutely ridiculous creatures. Ugh. Hey, I hate you!
Oh, Carmichael.
Jenny? Jenny, is that you? You got here quickly.
Carmichael.
That's not you, Jenny, is it?
No, Carmichael. It's not the one you think you're seeking. No, sir. This is Frowsy speaking.
Jenny. It's a funny joke. Hey, pretty sexy, too, gotta say. It, you know, kinda turns me on.
I've hidden myself from you. But before the hour's through, I shall reveal myself. Reveal myself to you. And then, what will you do?
Is that a line from one of the Saw movies or something?
Now you hear my voice. But soon you shall also feel my touch. It should go without saying that I don't really like you very much.
Really? Who is that? Jenny?
Jenny is not a name for any pooka that I know. A pooka is what I am. A creature born many moons ago.
Pooka? What?
When you finally see me, when I show you where I'm at, you'll wish that I was still an ordinary house cat.
You know what? You can stop this now. Right now. I don't intimidate easily. You want to come at me? Come on!
Look how the wind is blowing in through the drapes, inviting me and enticing me to reveal to you my truest, truest shape. When I walk into the room, it will be like nothing in your wildest dreams. For miles and miles and miles and miles, they will all hear nothing but your...
Officer Bright.
Buddy. Buddy the Super.
Yeah, that's me. So what about them?
Why is it so quiet now? I don't hear anything.
Guess you didn't get here soon enough, Officer Bright. Seems to have died down. It was mostly him yelling and screaming this time. Sounds like they were really going at it.
But it's died down now, huh?
Seems so.
Should I even bother going up then?
Nah, I wouldn't bother, Officer Bright.
Hey, it's Leslie. And Les.
So I shouldn't even bother going up there then?
It seems like everything has resolved itself.
It's about time!
I'll save myself the time, then. I got lots of better things to do, you know.
I think things are going to be a lot quieter around here from now on.
dark moon. What is the cause you lost your light? Oh, is it because, you've lost my love? Mortals have dreams of love's perfect schemes, but they don't realize that love will sometimes bring a dark moon. Away up high, up in the sky, oh, tell me why. Tell me why you've lost your splendor, dark moon. What is the cause you lost your light with dreams? Is it because you lost your love?
In the story you just heard, you may have noticed a peculiar word mentioned a few times. Pooka. In ancient Celtic folklore, the pooka was a shape-changing goblin. The pooka is known to take the forms of animals such as horses, goats, dogs, and yes, cats. A visit from a pooka could be an occasion of good fortune, or, like we just witnessed, something else altogether. While we just met a malevolent member of the species, you might remember the delightful title character of the 1944 Pulitzer Prize-winning play Harvey by Mary Chase. Harvey is the invisible but sweet and faithful companion to Elwood P. Dowd in the form of a 6-foot rabbit.
And that was The Sacrifice of Frowsy. Becky Broccoli was played by Casey LaForest. Carmichael was played by James Reeser. Officer Bright was played by Eric Davey Gislason. Buddy the Super was played by Alan LaForest. Les was played by Michael Pate. Kankata was played by David Linton. Frowsy was played by Mary Murphy. And the part of Leslie was played by me, Ali Silva. The song Dark Moon, written by Ned Miller, was performed by Karen Tennyson, accompanied by Nico Slater. The Sacrifice of Frowsy was written by Sylvan Sandovar and directed by Holly Payne Strange. Shapeshifters was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our musical score was improvised and performed by Nico Slater. Our sound effects designer and engineer was Greg Russ. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. Our production assistant is Luis Paulino. And we had additional support from Heather Donahue. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. What are some of the best and easiest things you can do for any podcast you love? First, go to iTunes Apple Podcasts. Second, subscribe to the show. Third, rate the show. And fourth, leave a favorable review. That's it. Nice and simple. Subscribe, rate, review. You'll get good karma for it, to be sure. Also, why not follow all of our Fireside Adventures and get in touch with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter? Our handle is @FiresideMystery. If you are a regular listener of the show, you know that we are a small, motley crew of creatives doing our very best to fan the flames of your imagination with our dark and delightful, sometimes funny and often creepy brand of audio entertainment. You, dear listener, you can aid us in our quest to continue doing just that. Consider becoming a patron of our exploits. Just go to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater. We are hammering out our tier rewards, but whatever you can contribute each month to our eerie endeavors, from $1 to $5, $10 or more if you're feeling more generous, will merit our undying gratitude. Check out patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater or follow the Become a Patron link on our website. You can also express your affection for us by sporting our trademark logo around town like the badge of honor it is. Check out our merchandise. We've got it all, from t-shirts to mugs and tote bags to stickers. Just go to firesidemysterytheater.com/merch. We've got some new designs coming soon, too. Also, keep in mind, we've got sales going on all throughout the months of November and December. Sunday, November 25th, 5 p.m. Is there something happening at that particular date and time? Well, it's when our annual Holiday Haunts show is hitting the stage. We'll be performing live at New York City's beautiful Palace of Variety, the Slipper Room. Tickets are on sale now at slipperroom.com or follow the link from our website. A timid and self-effacing woman discovers that she possesses great powers within, powers she finds to be both liberating and dangerous. Up next in our podcast feed from our Shapeshifters series, Hide. This is your own Ali Silva. Feeding time is nigh, and the beast is out and about. Time to mind the shadows.